You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Psachim, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The new parak. We started the new parak last night. Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Umochro l'Nachri, and you can sell it to a Nachri. What's it talking about? So back to our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah that Kol Shasha Mutra Lachol Ma'achal Behema L'Chayil Ofos. Did you start? You saw this yesterday, yeah? Right. So, whenever you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed to a behema during that time. And we thought maybe it's Rabbi Meir, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's mutter for Kohanim to eat. Really, it's Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara says. And then we say during this time, when you're allowed to feed to a behema chaya or ofos, so you can be mocher l'nachri. You can also sell it to a nachri. We also say. And it's also mutra b'hanas, so that's going to be the next question. But we're going to take a line, look at each of these lines. So you're allowed to sell to a nachri. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course. We said you're allowed to have, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to have hana from it. Feed something. You're allowed to have hana. So what's the problem with selling to a nachri? So the afuki mahai tana. So it's actually to exclude the possibility of you thinking it's the following tana of this brisa, particularly Beishamai. The tanya Beishamai omrim lo yimchor adam chemtzo v'nachri. A person, so Beishamai says you're not allowed to sell chametz to a guy. Elim ken yodeya bo sheyichle kodem pesach. Unless you know that he will finish it before Pesach. So this is not talking about what we do nowadays, where you sell it and then you buy it back, or what many people do nowadays, where you sell the chametz and then you buy it back. That's not what we're talking about. Right. He's saying selling it for perpetuity, right? You're selling it forever, and even that will be a problem, says Beis Shammai, if it's going to be existing on Pesach. Rashi says, nothing to help us here. Sorry, Rashi. Kodem sheyavo haPesach deKesavri mitzvah alav levaro min haolam lo shehe kayam. Because he says, Beis Shammai say that you need to make sure that chametz does not exist. Tashvisu doesn't mean it does no longer exist to you and that a guy owns it. No, you must make sure it no longer exists. So you could feed it to an animal. You can burn it. You can do who knows what with it, but it can no longer exist. Selling it to a guy who's going to have it on Pesach, that doesn't work, says Beis Shammai.
No, nullification, mevatel, chametz, is effective in a Torah. So in a Torah, this Torah says there's only mederabanan.
Does.
Because selling, how is selling any worse than vittel? Getting rid of it. It's not mine anymore.
I wonder if Beis Shammai agrees with that.
I mean, maybe they don't. Maybe they say, okay.
No, that's not Tashbis. Tashbis is not, but I mean, Uncle says vittel, but... I believe so. But maybe Tashbisu is more of a destruction. Mm-hmm. And that's how they understand it. It needs to be completely, right? Like the Slushan of you know, Mabat, right? What is that? Or Rashi says, Levaro min olam. So it sounds like Bittel wouldn't work there. So that's what they say.
Which is interesting, because Bittel, the only reason for Bittel not to work is because he may come to eat it. You may come to eat it. You're not going to find it. He's going to take it and walk off with it. You're not going to eat it because he's eating it. He's taking it away. I mean, if it's staying on your property, it's one thing. But I mean,
well, Bittel means I'm not owning it anymore. Also,
right. So the issue with Bittel by itself is if you revatel it, but it's still on your shows.
It's a mechlokas. Rashi does as well. Like why we need to do Bittel also,
exactly.
Right?
So the reason is maybe you over by your life. Well, I'm not saying you over. Actually eating it, but if you're giving it to a guy, unless this is like a living Evid Kanani, obviously he's not allowed to have chametz.
No, we're talking about a stam guy.
So there's these concerns, but not factor in.
Right. Right. I don't own it.
And I'm not going to find
and
it.
And I'm not going to come to eat it.
Right.
Right. So we're saying that, again, Rashi says, Levaro Minhola.
This is very interesting to me.
That's Beis Shammai. Yeah, okay. That's Beis Shammai. Now, it's interesting. And Beis Hillel omrim, kol shasha mutar lechol mutar limkor. And Beis Hillel say, no, as long as you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to sell it. And you don't have to get rid of it. And before we continue this, it's just interesting that the Mishnah would use a lashon to be lafuke mahaitana. You know? That... Like, do we need to, the mission is to write something to make us think, to not make us think that we're concerned about, like, Beis Shammai Shita?
So, Shammai, one more time?
Like, the Mishnah has to be written, our Mishnah over here in Pesachim has to be written in a certain way that we wouldn't think it to hold like Beis Shammai. Like, of course we don't hold like Beis Shammai. But could be that maybe you don't know this brisa, and maybe you would think that the mitzvah of, and I'm suggesting now, I don't know, maybe you would think that I read the, if it wouldn't say mocher lenachri, I might say that, you know, I might have that svara to say that. And in fact, that svara is an existing shita. It's Beis Shammai, but it's an existing shita. So the Mishnah comes to not lafuke to teach you we don't hold like Beis Shammai, but to teach us that don't think of that svara that Beis Shammai hold of. You don't get what I said?
I don't understand what I'm saying, but if we possibly have a soul,
well, maybe you don't know this brisa. Brisas are not necessarily, they weren't canonized. So it could be that like, don't have this havamita to think so. So dafka, the word mocher lenachri, obviously it's a shita space hill, that's what the Mishnah says, the Mishnah holds like, but it's so you don't even have the havamita otherwise.
Is it coming from here? To exclude Rebbe Ben Zera?
Also, we're going to let's see Rebbe Ben Zera. No, I don't think so.
Which Tana is it?
I think Beis Shammai. Okay. But also, you'll see. Let's finish this mission. This brisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Kutach, Mechol Mine Kutach, Kutach, and all different types of Kutach. Might actually be Kutach Habavli, and all types of Kutach. Also Limkor Shloshim Yom Kodim LaPesach. It's also to sell it for 30 days before Pesach. You can't even sell it 30 days before Pesach. Why? As we've learned before, Masecha Shabbos, I think Yuches or something, your test somewhere around there. Bottom Yuches, top Yuches. Rashi says, Disvir like Beis Shammai. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira holds like Beis Shammai, and he just has an extra gzeira beyond Beis Shammai because of the Shita Beis Shammai that Kutach is a dip. Kutach is right. Eino Nechol Maher, says Rashi, and it takes a long time to eat it. So if you sell Kutach 30 days before Pesach, it takes at least 30 days. Sorry, it takes at least Kutach will last in someone's fridge, or at least 30 days before they are they're done with it. And therefore, if you sell 30 days before, you can be sure that there will be that you didn't do bir chametz on that Kutach. So that is a problem. So it's a, but that's the same shita. So Haitana, Bishana, Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, same idea. Okay, Umutar Bahana. So the Gemara says Mutar Bahana. Sorry, Mishnah says Mutar Bahana. Well, of course, right? We say you're allowed to sell it. We say you're allowed to feed it to something. What's Mutar Bahana? Pshita, isn't that Pashut? Lo Tzricha. No, we needed to teach the following. Shecharcho Kodem Zmano. It's if you like burnt it, you singed it before Zman. You're allowed to benefit from it. Meaning, even after Zman, if it was burnt to a crisp before Zman, then you're allowed to benefit from it.
But is it still, if it doesn't have the shame of chametz, does that make a difference?
Well, let's see where we get this from. Kamash Milan. Kidarava, and we learned that it's like Rava. Dama Rava, what does Rava say? Charcho. Kodem zmano, mutar b'hana. If you singed it before zman, then it's mutar b'hana, afilu l'achar zmano, even afterwards. I'm not sure if that addresses your question. Say what you want to say.
No, the question is that does it lose the shame, chametz, that this question becomes really academic? Meaning like, okay, what's the chiddush? It's not chametz anymore. So
right. Well, so the chiddush might be, actually, that if you did it after zman, then it's permanently usher. Could be that's the possibility, right? Right. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Lo tzricha v'chulei v'hai mutter ala achar zman koi ukigon shecharcha ba'or yafe kodem zmano shabatel tamo umar iso. Right. So yeah, he just says that it was mevatel. It's tam and it's mare. So no longer has the shame chametz. But it could be. So Rashi is
meaning in Rashi's zman was v'hano. So we're saying, in other words, you impermissible is almost like a knas. The rabbanim are saying because you waited and you destroyed it after the zman when you weren't supposed to have it, we're going to penalize you so you can't have enough of it.
I guess so. You could say that, or there's an automatic there's an isser, like once Pesach starts and there's the isser or actually once the isser comes into the world. The Zman Isser, so it retains the is usher status before, right? But if you removed its chametz status, so it never got usher status in the first place when the Pesach started, so
right.
that's what it seems to be. Okay, next. Over zmano usher ba'ana. So if you're over the zman, so it's usher ba'ana. Okay, pshita. Isn't that obvious? Rashi challenges this pshita. Rashi seems to have a different girsa. Because he says, no, it's actually not so obvious. There's a shita of Ika Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Shari Bahana, Kol Sheva Glakam. Right, we're going to learn later the shita of Rabbi Yosef Glili, that not everybody holds that Chametz is Asur Bahana. So it's not so Pashut, says Rashi, and Rashi actually has a different gear, so, but let's just stick with the Gemara's gear that we have here. Or same idea, right? So shita Shalot Tricha, Lishaos Derabanan. Now this is coming to teach even the zman, the hours that are derabanan, that it's aser before it's aser deraisa, and even so, it's aser behana even to the following extent. Dumber of Gido Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamakadesh Mishesh Shao Sulamala. Somebody who's Makadesh, a woman from 6 hours and on, from at the sixth hour, during the sixth hour, it's only Aser Midrabanan, not Midraisa, Chametz. And if you're Makadesh, a woman with it, right? So if you're Makadesh, a woman on Pesach with, right, assuming we're not going to be Osei Glilik, Chametz is Aser Bahana on Pesach, and so therefore Chametz has no value. So to be Mekadesh, a woman with a piece of bread, would not work.
This is actually Chametz, or this is...
Hold on. Just background, right? If I'd be Mekadesh, a woman with a piece of bread, so that wouldn't work, because it's not worth the Shavuot, it's worth nothing.
Right.
Now, even from the Zman, it's Derabanan. That would be the case. And Afilu Bechita, now this is Afilu, right? Afilu Bechita Kordanayasa, right? This is what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah, and even if it was chiti according to Yasa,
when we learned this originally, I was like, "Well, I don't understand."
Yeah, so this is wheat that is so hard, and that is very hard and doesn't become chametz easily, right? Rashi says, "Kasher sein v'afilu hachi imbo l'chasher chametz kigon shenaflu alei and mayim usher." But nevertheless, if water came on them, so this is something that is like only chametz derabanan maybe. And it's only during the Zman Dirabanan, Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin.
No, we talk about Chitin Kor Danyosa. We talk about where actually it had already gotten wet. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Chametz.
In Bo L'Chashash Chametz. Yeah.
Flour that's dry, that was never wetted.
Right.
Is Mutter to use.
Right.
You can make matzah on Pesach.
Right. So we're saying over here that it's unlikely that this became Chametz, even though water touched it. But there's a chance. Right. See Rashi. They're hard. If there's even a chashash of chametz, it's usher to use this, and even during the zman, that's usher midrabanan. So what we're seeing over here is that there's a very powerful Isser Hana over here that we're not choshish for the Kedushin, even during this Zmander, the Shaos Derabanan, even for Chite Kordaniyasa.
This is an interesting question. Is it not choshish for Kedushin? Rabbanan said, if you do what you do, it's not chal.
Right.
So, I mean, in choshish in the Kedushin. But it's not like it's not a gray area. It's chashash, maybe it's chametz. The Baron goes there. If you have a chashash chametz, it's not good. So that ain't chashash the kedushin. It's not chal as kedushin because of the chashash of chametz. I hear
the question. I don't know, maybe when it comes to things like kedushin and mamzerus and whatever, we're chashash for.
The Baron aren't able to do that. No, but I hear what you're saying. Like, but this case, this is ahead of time. This is beforehand, so there's no opportunity. So, well, yeah, the question is whether.
But what's beforehand?
Oh, okay. So is that this?
No, it's the sixth hour. It's already Asumid or Abanan to have chametz, and this is potential chametz.
We're going to say that we don't recognize this kedushin. It's invalid, and we have the Torah gives us the authority to do so. Therefore, there's no issue with mamzerus.
You're saying it's not such a big. Kiddush in general, because in general we know that.
To nullify kiddushin.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. This is what it's referring to when it says Azer Bahana. Of course, it's Azer Bahana. Even Darabana. But I guess, and the mechanism that causes that is Kedas Matsu Rishapati. Now, here, in question. We could, I don't know if you heard anything on that. Okay. V'lo yasik bo tanur v'kirayim. And you're not allowed to use this chametz that you're burning for to ignite an oven or a stove. Pshita, of course not. It's going to head off from it. Lo tzricha, no, you might, no, maybe you really need to teach this mission. You need to see this. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar ein bir chametz el esreifa, because Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no, that the bir chametz should be done b'sreifa. So Sokha Daitachamina, Hoel Vama Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvasa b'sreifa. So since right anyway, he told me I have to burn it. So Bahadi de Kasarifle lishani mine, that maybe I can also benefit in the process. Why not? I'm burning it. I'm doing what I was told to do. It's before this man, I'm doing what I was told to do. Why should I not be able to benefit from it and also heat up my house in the process? Kamash Malan. You're not allowed to. It's Asr Bahana, and it's Asr even to be Masik your Tanaraki Ryan. Amar Chizkiah. Now, discussion that's going to take us to the end of the Amud and through the next Amud as well. Amar Chizkiah, minayin l'chametz b'pesach sh'asr Bahana. How do we know that chametz is Asr Bahana on Pesach? Again, not according to Pesach clearly. Shinemar lo ye'achel chametz. Not just lo yochal chametz, lo ye'achel chametz. Not you shall not. He shall not eat chametz, but chametz should not be eaten. Lo yehe bo heter achila. It's written in such a way. Lo yehechel. It's written in such a way that there should be no heter achila at all, meaning that like no hana from it. Taima diksav rachmana lo yehechel chametz. So the reason then you're saying is that it says lo yehechel chametz. But if it would not have said that, havamina iser achila mashma iser hana lo mashma. Meaning, what I gather from this is that it's completely continues on this lashon of lo yeachel. However, if not for it saying lo yeachel, I would think that chametz is aser b'achila but mutar b'hana. That's what I would have thought, and it's only because of lo yeachel, right? Meaning the Gemara is just saying, you're telling me it's only because of Lo Yechel and nothing else. There's no other reason to say it's Asr Bahana on Pesach, right? It's only because of the Lashon Lo Yechel, right? Right. I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying. Well, if you're going to say such a thing, if you're going to say that the Isr Hana of Chametz is only because of Lo Yechel, well, then that's arguing Rabbi Bahu, which Chizkiah is allowed to do. He's allowed to argue in Rabbi Bahu. Chizkiah, I'm not sure when Rabbi Bahu was, but Chizkiah was, I believe, from the times of Rebbe, so he's like an early time, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember Rabbi Bahu. They're allowed to argue. Upliga de Rabbi Bahu, it argues in Rabbi Bahu. Don't Rabbi Bahu, kol makom shenemar lo yechel, anytime it says, sorry, lo yochal, lo sochel, lo sochelu, whenever the Torah says, don't eat it, you should not eat it, you, plural, should not eat it, whenever it says, don't eat something, echad iser achila, the echad iser hana. It's both. Hana, mashma. Right? It implies that you're not allowed to eat it or have hana. I only said eat. No, that's what it means. It means don't eat it and don't have any benefit from it. Ad sheyiparit lecha ksuv, kederek sheyiparit lecha benevela. Until the pasuk explicitly tells you you can have hana from it, like it does by nevela, as we'll see in a moment that we're going to quote a pasuk from. Is it Kisei maybe? Or no, I don't remember. Maybe it's right. Right, we're going to quote a pasuk in a moment about nevela, and the Torah specifically tells you what you can do with it to a guy, to a ger toshav. What are you allowed to do? But other than that, if the Torah doesn't specify a permitted use, assume that it's forbidden to even have hana. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, lo sochlu kol nevela, do not eat any nevela. Le ger asher b'sharecha titnena, you can give it to the ger that is in your gates. V'achla, and he can eat it. O machor lenachri v'gomer, or you can sell it to a guy. So, the Torah over here tells us that there's it's much of a hana mashma whenever it doesn't say explicitly you're much of a it's much something asr bafila is much of a hana assume it's asr bahana. Now the brayso continues. Ainli ela lager. I only know this is the Gemara actually. No, it's still the brayso. Ainli ela lager. I only know b'nesina ulanachir b'mechira. Based on this pasuk, it tells me. I can sell it to a ger, give it to a ger and sell it to a nachri. But how do I know the other way around? Leger ben mechira minayin. Where do I know that I'm allowed to give it to sell it to a ger as well? Tamalomar leger asher b'sharecha titznena omachor. Right, meaning what we just said. If you read the pasuk, if you put the comma in a different place, so you could read it as to the ger that's in your gates. You can give it to him to eat it or sell it. Even though it really says or sell it to a guy. But you can stop it short and put the comma a little bit earlier and say you can give it to the ger and he can eat it or sell it to the ger. By the way, the ger we're talking about is a ger toshav, meaning someone who is mekabel of the Shev Mitzvah Shmei Noach and lives in Eretz Yisrael. That's whom we're talking about. Fellow Jew obviously can't eat nevela, so it can't be a real convert. Tinena omachor. Lenachri b'nesina minayin. Well, how do I know that I can give it to a nachri? Right, the Torah just seems to exclude that possibility. Tamalomar titnena ba'achla omachor lenachri. That you can give it and you can eat it. Or sell it to the Nachri. So you kind of did the reverse, put the comma a little bit earlier, and say, look, see, both can apply to the Nachri. So Nimsesa Omer, so you come out saying, Echad Ger v'Echad Nachri, Ben B'Mechir B'Menesina, Diver Remeir. So Remeir holds that even though the Pasuk seems to say you can only give it to a Ger or sell it to a Nachri, turns out you can give or sell to either a Ger or a Nachri. That's how Remeir reads it. We're putting his commas in his creative places. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kiksavan, the words are as they are written. Don't make up your own things. Don't create your own punctuation. Lager ben Asina, Lenachri ben Mechira. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? So you could just say, well, that's what it says. Right, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's as the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk. But Isaka Daita Kida Amar Meir, because if you think like Rabbi Meir, Lichla Rahmana Lager Sherbisharechat Nena, the Achla Umachor. Just say that. To the Ger and to the Nachri, give it and he can eat it or sell it. Or sell it. Oh, Lamali. Why does it have the Lashon of oh? The or in the middle of the pasuk splits it up, right? Meaning basically he's saying like, don't ignore the word oh. The pasuk says, you see the pasuk inside, right? The pasuk says, give it to the ger or sell it to the nachri. Doesn't make sense to say, give it to the ger, and he can eat it. Or sell it. Like it's just a weird way to read the pasuk, and the word "oh" shouldn't even be there. Shma mina ledvarim kiksavan. Rather, we learn from this that the words are as they are written. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Reb Meir. So Reb Meir has to explain why the word "oh" is there. Oh, lahak dimesina deger the mechir denachri. The Reb Meir says that the "oh" is actually important because that teaches us that there is actually a preference. That it makes that division, right? The O divides in the pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda says the division comes to completely split up the first clause and the second clause. Completely split it up. This action can be done for ger, this action can be done for nachri. Rameir says, no, it's coming to split up, not to chop up the entire pasuk into two halves completely disconnected, but rather to divide them into two parts that the first one is the preference. The preference is to give it to the ger for free, and then the next best would be to sell it to the guy. Okay, so that's why it's written that way. Is lahak demesina de ger lemechira de nachri. Rabbi Yehuda halatzarech. So yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, where do you know that from? He says we don't need that halatzarech kro. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Why? Kevin de ger atametzuva lahechayoso. Because a ger, you have an obligation to support him. Right, the pasuk says that the ger of a soshav should be able to live with you. So you have a responsibility to provide a support, parnasa, sustenance, welfare for the ger toshav. So and v'nach riata mitzvah l'achayoso, and you have no obligation to provide for the well being of the nachri.
It was me.
So and again, this the nachri we're talking about is presumably an idolater. You don't have an obligation. Right? The ger we're talking about is not a Jew, right? But you don't have an obligation to support him. So lo tzarech kra svaru, it's a svara. So I don't need the pasuk to teach me that.
Question.
Yeah.
I mean, what qualifies the oran? He's giving a gift to a guy. Is that an overrun? That's a king's hand. All the hakim we've seen at the year, the hakim we've seen at the year, you can't give a free meat to a guy. You have to sell it to him.
Well, also,
if that's
does that apply to a ger toshav also? Maybe not.
Presumably not.
Right, because the whole thing is that you don't want to, the whole Lusishan is that you shouldn't marry to idolatry.
I mean, you shouldn't marry to Noahide either.
Well, you're right, but I don't know, is that a biblical, I don't know if that's a biblical.
Effectively,
okay. So Bishlam other mayor, it's all good for every mayor. Damar echad ger echad nachri ben rechir ben nesina. So now, walking away from this brisa, and right, trying to, and the elaboration of the brisa, but now let's try to apply it back into our case. So everything works out. Everything we said before works out for a mayor. Midayitzarech kra lemishra nevela behana. From the fact that the pasuk needs to be mater nevela bahana, mashma hakol yisurin shavatorah asurin bein bechila bein bahana. Right, that's what Rameyer seems to hold, that we have a specific exception when it comes to nevela, teaching that in general every isur achila is also isur hana. El Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ledvarim Kiksavan, Huda Asa, Hakol Yisurim Sheva Torah, Minale Yisurim Ba'ana. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who takes the pasuk at face value, so it's not teaching us a general thing that it's everything's mutar b'hana. It's specifically it's giving us instructions. So hakol isurim b'shavat Torah. How do we know that all other isurim in the Torah are asur b'hana? Maybe they're only asur b'achila. Now, obviously, this is again only within Rabbi Abahu, right? Because Chizkiah said lo yechel teaches us by Pesach, but Chizkiah does not subscribe to the theory that every Issar Achila in Torah is also Issar Hana. Rabbi Abahu does subscribe to such a theory, and if that's so, Rabbi Abahu has to explain what Rabbi Yehuda would say. Dasura Bahana Nafkale Melekel Tashukluno. So Rabbi Yehuda would learn it from the pasuk in Mishpatim, which tells you to throw a treifa to the Kelev, to the Kel Tashukluno. So also, atamash to the Kelev, that you shall throw to the Kelev, vi atamash to the Kelev, kol isur in Shabbat Torah. But you can't throw every other isur in the Torah to a Kelev. You have a cheeseburger? Sorry, you can't throw that to the Kelev. You have pig meat? Not allowed to throw that to the Kelev. Right?
I'm sorry, so I don't understand what you're saying here.
Right, so are you at this point of the question to Rabbi Yehuda? Or Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Abahu, who holds...
No, I understand the question, I'm trying to understand the Mikkelo.
Okay, yeah, so here we go. So this it's the same concept we just said. We have a pasuk in Mishpatim which says... it might take 2 steps to shine this one. We have a pasuk in Mishpatim which says... You shall throw the treifa to the Kelev, which is Hana, right? You have a pet dog. You fed your pet dog the treifa. You got Hana from it.
So that's an exception. Right. Elsewhere, there's no such exception, so therefore, there's Israel Peter. So it's not real, it would be just sort of Hanan.
Right. So now, Rashi just points out why it needs to go to Oso, just the pasuk without, like, right.
So, somehow we darshan that.
Yes, right. It's
distinguished between just the Shefa and the veil, but anywhere else in the Torah, we would apply this as well. Apparently.
No, we would not. This time the Torah tells us I can have hana by telling me to throw it to the dog, but everything else I can't.
So in other words, we understand that the application of elsewhere, Yisra Chila also translates to Yisra Hana, there's no limit, it expands across the whole Torah. Except for this one exception of Trefa to a cow.
Yes, okay. Correct. Yeah. And whatever the Torah tells you can do by Nevela, you know, to the Garrett. But okay. Meaning it's the same idea. It's wherever the Kelev wherever the Torah specifies over here and he learns from the now specifically it's a drasha of Oso. Oso atamash lech lekelev. Oso, only that, not anything else. So the question is that Rashi tries to address is, what do you mean? Why do you have to darshan oso? Just darshan the scenario, right? Just read the pasuk. The pasuk says the pasuk is giving us an exception to the rule, so we can learn the rule from the exception, right? The Torah tells us over here I can feed to the dog. Then nowhere else can I. Why do I need a drasha on Oso? So Rashi says, because you might think that there's something else being taught here, that maybe you would say, this is not teaching me in general that there's an exception to a rule here, that over here you're allowed to have anah, and everywhere else you're not. There's an isser hanah. What's the Torah trying to teach me over here? It's trying to teach me the famous rule that Hashem, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol bria, right? That Hashem, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol bria. Hashem doesn't withhold the schar of any creature, right? As Rashi says, v'nemar b'mitzrayim, lo yecharetz kelev lashono. It says in Parshas Bo, the dogs did not wet their tongues towards Klal Yisrael. Lefichach hakpida Torah litein scharo v'nichbad schar hakelev min ha'oved kachavim. But there's a couple lessons to learn here. First of all, Hashem doesn't hold back schar. He pays back the dogs. So, I mean, we don't learn over here that this is an exception to the rule. The rule is Isser Hana everywhere. No. Hashem is teaching us that he doesn't hold back Sar. And also that the fact that he gave something more mechubad, the trefa is more mechubad than nevela, and he gave that to a dog, and more mechubad than ovi kachavim. So a kelev even gets a greater Sar than ovi kachavim gets. Ovi kachavim gets, you sell him nevela, the dog gets chashav a trefa, right? So there's a couple of lessons to learn here. So I need a specific drasha on a word in this pasuk, because the pasuk itself would not teach me that. So I have to say, tashichun oso, you shall cast it. Why it? Why oso? Oso atamash lekelev, vi atamash lekelev, kol yisrael in Shabbat Torah.
Okay.